Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi jana balabha giribara dhari jaya Gopi jana balabha giribara dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanachari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Giribara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhaja Kacharaja Ashtatarasata Shishi Mare Si Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Nityalabha Vishnupad Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhaja Kacharaja Ashtatarasata Shishi Mare Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Anant Kodi Vaishnavinda ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki Pamche Kahu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinashama Kun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan ki Shri Vrindavan Dham ki Mayapur Namdeep Dham ki Nu Ramaneti Dham ki Jaganapuri Dham ki Tulsi Devi ki Bhakti Devi ki Ganga Mai ki Yamuna Mai ki Samveta Bhaktivinoda ki Glory Some Devotees, Glory Some Devotees, Glory Shri Guru and Gauranga, Gaur Premanande Ribo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rainan Namaskritya Nam Chayvanarottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamadhiraya Nasta Praesha Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Seva Bhagavati Uttama Shloka Bhakti Bhavate Naishtaki. Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 20, verse 29. Tam kanach charanam bhoja madhavivala lochana kanchi kalapa bilasa dukula channarodhasam Tankwana charanam bhojam madhavibala lochanam kanchi kalapa vilasad dukula channarodasam Tankwana charanam bhojam Madhavibala lochanam kanchi kalapa vilasad dukula channarodhasam. Kalapa vilasa
Crack open that door a little. Incense bugs me. I have to open. I need some air. Is it open now? It's been open? Okay, leave it. Just leave. No, leave it. It's good. I didn't know.
Anybody else?
Dankanacharanamboja.
That body, granat, tinkling with ankle bells, charanam bhojam, with lotus feet, mada, intoxication, vivala, overwhelmed, lochanam, with eyes, kanchi kalapa, with a girdle made of golden ornaments, Balasa, shining, Dukula, by fine cloth, Chana, covered, Rodhasam, having hips. Translation, the body given up by Brahma took the form of the evening twilight. When the day and night meet, a time which kindles passion, the asuras, who are passionate by nature, dominated as they are by the element of rajas, took it for a damsel, whose lotus feet resounded with the tinkling of anklets, whose eyes were wide with intoxication, whose hips were covered by a fine cloth over which shone a girdle. Okay, anyone memorize that yet? Purport. As early morning is the period for spiritual cultivation, the beginning of evening is the period for passion. Demoniac men are generally very fond of sex enjoyment, therefore they very much appreciate the approach of evening. The demons took the approach of the evening twilight to be a beautiful woman, and they began to adore her in various ways. They imagined the twilight to be a very beautiful woman, with tinkling bangles on her feet, a girdle on her hips, and beautiful breasts. For their sexual satisfaction, they imagined the appearance of this beautiful girl before them. So the breasts are not mentioned there, but in the next verse. Yeah. All the details are unfolding here. Om Gyana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalaka Chakswaramilitang Jena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtang Tapitam Jena Bhutale Fayam Bhagadam Mahyam Dadati Sabadantikam Vandehang Shri Guru Shri Yatabhada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shta Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghana Tang Vitang Tam Siddhi Vam Sadvaitam Sabhadutam Parijana Sahitang Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Parang Sahagana Narita Shivashakamitam Cha, He Krishna Konisindo, Dinabando Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kantara, the Kantana Mostute, Panchakabaturubias Chakripas in the Baby Chapati, Tanam Pavane, Bio Vaishnave, Bio Namona Maha, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadha, Shri Basidi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tankana charanam bojam madhavivala lochanam kanchi kalapa vilasad dukula channarodasam. So this story unfolding means, so anyone who reads Bhagavatam knows that if you read it after some time, after a year or so months, you'll forget, or you'll realize that this, hey, I read that before, and did I read this before? Because it's nana artakai, there's many meanings. It means you don't get bored also. That you get bored. I mean, if we're not bored, that means we would be reading 24/7. Prabhupada actually said that. There was a time in Hawaii, he said there should be 24 hours Bhagavatam class. Nityam Bhagavata Seva, what verse that we are saying means Nityam. Nityam means always. Nitya Navana Vayamana. It's increasing. It's always new. Ruchiram. Ruchiram. It's tasty. Navam Navam. And newer, newer. Navam Navam Navam. So the demons here. Now, this doesn't happen every day that if you give up your body, it, you know, Lord Brahma giving up his body, and it becomes this, but he's being directed to do like this, and so this is what happens. Sometimes Krishna himself personally appears in his form of like Mohini, which is even more beautiful than this Maya that they're imagining. So they're imagining this, although it's just a twilight. So Krishna also has his pastimes in the twilight. When it's becoming a little reddish, then it's getting ready for the rasa dance. So those who are become more advanced, then they think, oh, Krishna also is doing this, you know. But the demons, they're not knowing anything about rasa dance, anything metaphysical, spiritual. So they're seeing the evening and Prabhupada giving the pramana, or he's telling us, how is that? How is somebody might read this? If you hand someone a book, imagine if you give someone a book, they open this in the street.
I don't know about which books are being given out, but I'm sure every kind of book. But if they get a set or something, and they just, you know, whoa, what's this? Who's Brahma? They don't know anything. And demons. And so, Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva Surastad Vipaya. There's two entities, basically. There are shades also. So sometimes we say there's only demoniac, as was described in the 16th chapter of the Gita. Other times we see Bala, the innocent persons also. Or else if we thought everyone is a heavy, stone, cold, hard-hearted demon, then the book distribution would be more difficult. But we see that Rupa Goswami, or rather 11th Canto, is giving us these four Madhyam. Madhyam is seeing this way, that the Acharyam eva hariye pujam yashariye. The beginning bhakta, he should see the deity. We don't know what. But Acharyam eva hariye shodaya hite has faith in the deity, but he doesn't see. But one of the Madhyam Prabhupada was trying to bring, he was able to bring many people to the Madhyam platform. And to see that there, there are the Balasheshu, the innocent persons. So not everyone's a hardcore demon, but these particular demons that we see in the context, they were trying to attack. They were very lusty, even though they were produced from Brahma's body. So this is going on. It's his job. It's kind of a thankless task sometimes. But Brahma sampasyato mana arukrama seed at day may, in his one prayer in the third canto, ninth chapter, he's describing, he's seeing all the miseries and describing them. Kshutritva imahamura jamana shitoshna vatavaras kamagni cha kamagni achuta rosa. He's saying that this burning lust in his prayer, that prayer, he said, kamagni nachuta rosa. Sudur Varena. It's my man right here. That in the third and fourth line of that prayer, it's a prayer for our instruction. And he's also praying. Remember, Brahma is Adikavaye, he's the original poet. So if he has a prayer, and we can read so many, it will take you lifetimes. So you want to read how many prayers in the 10th canto? 40 at least. And in, there's about 25 in the third canto, and then we have the Brahma Sangita, and in between is little places where Lord Brahma's praying, so you find he's a great poet. So Kavi is one of the aspects of becoming the 26 qualities of a devotee, so he's the original poet, very powerful. So he can say, Mana Arukrama, he's becoming distressed, basically. When he sees that these living entities, Kamagni Na, Agni is a fire of lust, which is burning in the heart, Hrichayan. And so he takes compassion. Mana Urukrama Siddhite means he is feeling distress over it. And sometimes we are saying also many times that Thakur Haridas is manifestation of Lord Brahma. Brahma Haridas is known as also. And he has compassion for all the living entities. He's giving the holy name. I just said sometimes that he felt a little lamenting that he challenged Krishna during his pastimes. Therefore, he's giving us the holy name as Haridas Thakur, Namacharya. This is the week. Every day is the week. Every week is the day for meditating on the holy name. Nam Namakari Bahoda Nija Sarva Shakti Tatrapita. It's full of all the potency of Krishna. So this particular is amazing thing. So it reminded me of this Mohini, when the demons also in the ninth canto, is it? Eighth canto. They're churning with the demigods. They had a truce. You know, sometimes there's a truce. You know, they have the UN and they try to make a deal with this, although they're fighting each other. The other ones always think the other guys are the demons. We're the good guys. They're all demons, actually. So they had a truce, and they were churning the ocean of milk just to get nectar out of the ocean of milk. And many things were being churned, airavata, and you can hear about all the different things in the eighth canto. So finally, Lakshmi herself came out. First, Danvantari came out, Lakshmi, and so they're fighting, and it wasn't being so. Somehow or other, I think it's in 8:9. You can read. Mohini appears, Sura Dvisham. This is this, just like Lord Buddha, to bewilder the demons. So that's described in the first canon, third chapter, all the different incarnations, but then details are given there. The 12th, 13th incarnation, Dhanvantari, and no Mohini. So she appears very beautiful, so beautiful. And the demons are astounded. But this is actually Krishna. Here, this is the illusory energy, but when Krishna appears, so the demons, they were saying, they saw this beautiful girl, they said, well, can you help us? You know, you're so beautiful, you must be so intelligent. Prabhupada mentions that those demons had class. Nowadays, the demons don't have class. They didn't try to immediately grab, but they were very respectful. But, you know, can you marry? You know, they tried to ask her so many questions, where did you come from? Maybe you can resolve our problem, you know. Because the demons were also fighting each other. They got the jug of nectar from Dhanvantari, and the bigger demons were more strong, and they were taking it, you know, just like the football game or something. Must be a perverted reflection a little bit. So they're fighting for the ball. You know, they have all these games in the material world, soccer and whatever. They're fighting over it. So the smaller demons, they were trying to, like, say, listen, you're a very beautiful woman. Can you please help us, you know? We have this problem with this nectar jug. We all want it, but we don't know what to do. But you're so beautiful. And they were stunned in total moha. Here, mother. And they just asked the Mohini to please solve our problem. Because she was also described as very beautiful with this thin cloth. And so according to Bhagavatam, according to different places in the Bhagavatam, like Kapiladeva, Kapiladeva has so many verses. One time Dravida said it's an astakam. He decided or discovered that there's an astakam in the Kapiladeva's teaching that sangam na koryat. One of the verses, sangam na koryat pramadashu. One should never associate with a young, beautiful woman. Sangam na koryat. And the name is given as Pramada, Pramada Rasa Taranga, Stang, what is it? Pramada Rasa Taranga? Yeah, this is Rupa Goswami. So Radharani is also described as Pramada Rasa, isn't it? She drives Krishna mad, and Krishna drives Radharani mad. So Pramada means Nunam Pramatta Kuru Devi Karma. Rishabhdev says in the material world, everyone is Pramatta. Nunam Pramatta. Not only Pramatta, but Nunam, certainly, 100%. Completely mad after Maya. Everyone's Maya Mrigam Dayate Yepshita Anvada. So because we're Maya, we're intoxicated by Maya, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself comes to give us the holy name in the age of Kali. Maya Mrigam Dayate Yepshita Anvada. He sees Anvada that the living entities, human beings, all the living entities, especially the human beings, can be saved from this Maya. Therefore, Mayamargam Dayata, out of mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. Dayata Yepshi, Anvadavad, he sees they're running here and there. Bande Mahapurushate Charanaravinda. He's the Mahapurusha. He can see, he can deliver. So Bhagavatam is meant for delivering us also. Prabhupada is saying in the purport here that the just as early morning is the period for a spiritual cultivation, Sayam Prataganam Bhaktya Dukha Gramad Vimuchate. Where's that verse? All hands. Sayam Pratar means evening, morning and evening especially. When the sages, Taikada Tumonia, Pratahuta Hutagnaya, Satkatam Sutamasinam, Prapachuridama, they made inquiries to Suta Goswami, Shonaka, and all the sages. They were asking, Bhagavatam is stressing, in the morning is the best time. In fact, in one letter, Prabhupada says that without morning program, you have no spiritual life. Or your devotional life, he didn't say spiritual, I think devotional life is nil or something. So it's a nice way of saying, if you don't have a morning program, you're not doing too well. Yeah, there's evening also, in case we miss the morning program. But still, Prabhupada said that. Morning is so important. Also said many things, that if you cannot rise before 4 o'clock, you should not live in the temple. All these famous quotes from Prabhupada. So morning is stressed, Brahma Muhurta. In fact, I was there in Henry Street. We had a pastime, we can say, Leela, where they had ISKCON Press, and the fellows who had started the ISKCON Press in, kind of started in New York, but it was Boston, and then it came back to New York. When I came there, they had just moved and were still painting and fixing up the second incarnation of the, there was a real ISKCON Press. And it was a thing where those leaders who had started it, they weren't spiritual leaders, but they started, they bought the press, they studied how to print the books, and Prabhupada wanted, he thought it was very nice, yeah. Why should we get it printed outside? We should, our men can do it, right? But these men were not having any spiritual program. Therefore, Prabhupada said, what do we need the press for? If our own men cannot follow it, then we can stop the press. Then he was also saying that, and every morning we had to go out before eating breakfast, 5 days a week. I forgot, maybe it was 6 days. Definitely 5 days a week. Harinam! Before anything, before prasad. We didn't get breakfast until we went out. Either we went, anyone been to the Brooklyn temples? The old Brooklyn temples, a few miles away. We would go to that neighborhood where the Brooklyn temple is now because it's quite crowded. And Harinam, and walk all the way there. It's like a mile and a half each way, something like that. Maybe it's a mile. I don't know. Can't remember. Anyway, who was there? No hands. It's a great experience. So, and sometimes we would get on the subway, and we had deities too, and we would go to around Wall Street, where it's very crowded with all that. Like the, I mean, you could say Wall Street is the one of the hubs of the material Earth planet. You know, maybe now there's so many other, but so everyone's rushing around. They have all the financial, it's a financial district, right? And all those people would see us chanting and hear the chanting. So this is so important. The Prabhupada sent us out in the morning. Don't do anything. Go out for an hour. It would take longer than an hour because you have to sometimes go on the subway and come back. So very important. And in the morning, so even though there was one question posed to Prabhupada that if we're bringing the deities, that these people have no idea what is a deity, huh? Then they're making so many offenses. Prabhupada said, yes, offense is temporary, the benefit is eternal. So, we're like when we take the Rath Yatra out, Jagannath, they may have like, what are these guys doing? But still, they're getting the benefit. They're hearing the big kirtan, very big kirtan. Big. Demoniac men are generally fond of sex enjoyment, therefore they very much appreciate the approach of evening. They took the approach of evening. You find in the Bhagavatam, things are durvibhavyam, avanamanasagotra. Like if you have a, if you don't read and study Bhagavatam and you're first time, you say, what? What's this? How can they take that? What is, just the evening? I mean, you know, can you imagine? But where we hear it, like, the most amazing things that you can read is like the story of Paranjana. And in this multi-layered, and like Prabhupada should receive 10 Nobel Prizes just for writing that, translating and giving those purports. He should get 100 Nobel Prizes for the fifth canto, all about the forest of enjoyment. So, but in that fourth canto, the Paranjana, the living entity, he goes in the forest trying to enjoy, you know. But actually, what is he doing? There's so many things are given. He's trying to find his intelligence. And he finds this beautiful woman, also like this. And he says, and what are you doing? And she says, well, I don't really know. But he's also bewildered, but he has to unite with his own intelligence. And he sees the woman, and she also has, like, a snake and so many other guards. This is like the prong, the snake, and it lives off air. And so you can't immediately understand that. You have to read it maybe 5,000 million times, and then gradually it becomes more and more relishable to hear about it. So she's being protected. And then we hear about the Chandabhag, the quickly moving. Chandabhag means moving very quickly. The days and nights of our lives are taking away. Chidyamanam, Maharaj likes to quote the verse. What is it? Ho ratraish chidyamanam, budvayor, vepatu. What is it? Yeah. One, chidyamanam. Seeing that his life is being cut down, he should be very fearful. We should be very careful in this human life. But the demons, they don't, they're just out for sense gratification. The word is given, madabibala. Mother means intoxication. And they want to become more intoxicated. What does Kunti Devi say? Janmaishvarya shuta shedamana mada. They're already intoxicated, and then they're increasing the intoxication. We're born in illusion. Instead of atato brahmajigyasa, in the Vedic system, then little boys are taught atato brahmajigyasa. You should ask, well, who am I? They're not given any sense gratification. Prabhupada again and again mentions this system. Why? He wanted Gurukul. He wanted the boys to learn from beginning. From beginning. Even if they don't learn, there was one life member that I met in 1976 in Mayapur, and he had talked to Prabhupada. He said, you know, I asked Prabhupada that, Swamiji, why is it that you say in India it is more pious? This is always a question. But we're suffering so much. In the West, they're enjoying so much. Of course, this man was not a devotee, he was a life member. And he said, Prabhupada said something so profound and wonderful. He said, because from the early hours, they're hearing Krishna Nam in India. So you might wonder, what do you mean they're hearing Krishna Nam? But early hours also means from the time of birth, Bharat Bhumi Te Hola Manushya Janma Ja Janma Sartha. Those born in India especially, they should understand it. So he was getting an idea that from the early hours, Prabhupada meant from the time of birth, Prabhupada explained it, that they're hearing the name. Sometimes you're driving in some place in India, you'll see Narayana Liquor Shop. It's a common thing, or, you know, Krishna Meats. So perverted and demonic. At the same time, it's called Krishna because the guy who owns it is named Krishna or something, or named Narayan. So his name is on there. That, you know. How is it? Chatu Aksharam. Ajamya. We heard one of the lectures in Vrindavan on the Sunday, Prabhupada speaking about the Ajamya. That how he... Naro, Namo, Nara. He chanted Narayana, Jagada Chaturaksha, these four syllables. So Narayan ignored the fact that he was so much in Maya, Narayan, but he was chanting without offense. Somehow or other he chanted. Therefore, millions of lives of sinful activity was wiped out. Reaction was wiped out by his simply Narayana, right? Nanishkitar Uditar Brahmavadi beast. Described also there, even the brahmanas who are chanting perfectly so many mantras is not as good. It cannot really purify like the holy name. Naniskritarudita brahmavadi bhis. So important to be chanting, and very wonderful that we have this big center where they can chant all week the holy name. But it's also important rising in the morning. You find that many second generation devotees who spent time in Vrindavan with Ayendra would chant that he was in charge of 24-hour kirtan. Those new guys, they didn't have a chance to meet Ayendra. He was a very eccentric person, but very super staunch, you know, sometimes way. He was chanting 64 rounds, and at the same time, especially in the evening, he would chant, I think from 5, 6, 7, he would chant, right? It was his turn. He didn't chant 24 hours, but in 1886, he reestablished this 24-hour kirtan. So important. But he would always preach also, you must chant. He would tell all his
You ask any of those second generation. When it says appearance or disappearance, they'll have special kirtan, put his picture there, and they'll always say, yes, he told us always chant so many rounds. I don't know if they are. But he was very strict on that, very strict. If you want to really appreciate the chanting, the kirtan, the bhajan, then have to chant japa, increasing japa. Vardama, vardamanam. Sadadanashivi vardamana. This is one of the verses in 3:5, I believe. Yeah, I think so. So many nice verses. Vidura speaking with Maitreya. Sashadda danas vivardamana. Viraktamanyo anyatra karoti pungsong. We want detachment, then Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yopray Janayatu Vairagyam Kanam Chajara. All those things are coming just by mourning. We want to avoid all this, extinguish all the demoniac propensities. Tadara just tamo bhava kamalo bhava chete tadana vidom stitam satte pasidati. Come and surpass even the mode of goodness, the rajatama bhava, because these demons are overwhelmed. You can read a basic idea in 14th chapter of the Gita. Rajo ragatmakam vidi trishna sangha samu. They have so many thirsts. But those who are nivritta tashaya, finished with that thirst, they can understand what is Bhagavatam. Nivritta tashaya, upagiyamana, bhavo shorat shottamano, because in the demoniac state, we don't understand this material world, this material body is simply a disease situation. So to get out of it, vikriditam vajavadubiridam ca vishno, shadanvato nushunaya dittavarnaya. We have to hear about the attractive qualities of Krishna. Now, the demons, they're seeing it. There's one saying given in the Bhagavata. I think it's in a purport or somewhere else. Mayalabdham. Those who are extremely lusty, kamukha, they see everywhere. Kamani kamukha mayam. They see everywhere there's beautiful women. Now, those who are preachers, they're seeing all these women or someone to give a book to, someone to preach to. But those who are demoniac, they want to see like all this Hollywood, Bollywood. Very rare that they have a very, some they have, nowadays they can make some movie about Nrsingadev or something also. But generally speaking, the movie's all illusion. It's all illusion. Tejo varimirdam yata vinimayo, it's a transformation from this and that. Just like, even if we do something with our paintings, we can paint Krishna with the same paint. We can paint some Maya. We can do anything. We have very nice voice. We can sing about Maya. We can sing about Krishna. Same modana, madana mohana, sakichanot netras priham. Krishna's Kaviraj is given in Chaitanya-charita. You can read Govinda Lilamrita verses. That this madan mohan, he charms Cupid, Maya Rachitam. Kapila Dev also talks about it. That Hasam Harir Avanataki the Lokatibra. Poor, you know it. Usually he knows it. Hasam Harir Avanataki. Those who bow to Krishna, they're attracted to the smile of Krishna. And they're Avanataki. What happens? Shokashu Sagara Vishoshana Matyudara. This is Kapila Dev speaking on the process of devotional service. That Shokashru Sagara means the ocean of misery, tears. Everyone's crying. If we're not crying now, then someone's crying. Babies are crying. They're born. Kapila Dev talks about the babies in the womb. And the fortunate baby is praying and like that. But generally speaking, the babies come out, they're crying. And the whole world of misery, buying bomb burnt, star beaten, some tornado is coming, some flood, some earthquake. It's full of all kinds of misery. So therefore Kapila Dev says, if we're attracted, akshanratam palamidam, na param vidama, as the gopis are saying. We don't know. Those who have eyes, they must see Krishna. Anuve sayatur vayasai. He's
hurting the cows. So we have to become attracted to this. Adi Rasa. Here the perverted, Hladini Sandini Sambit Tvayeka Sarasamstito, Ladatapa Kari Mishra. Ladatapa Kari Mishra. This Hladini, which is natural within us, is being perverted like by these demons. So they're not seeing Krishna. Sarvatra Nija Ishta Deva Sporti. Description is there. Sarvuteshu Yapasat Bhagavan Bhavamatmana. The Uttamadakari, he's seeing Krishna everywhere. When that devotee Satyaraj Khan, or the people from his village, what was it called? His village. Anyway, they would come to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri every year, and they would ask a similar question. How can we, what was it? Satyaraj Khan? Kulinga. Kalinagram, yeah. They would always ask a similar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said different things, and one of those things was that someone who you see and you chant when you see that person, then he's the best of the devotees. Like if you would see Prabhupada or some great devotee, immediately you're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then sins fly away. What is that verse Narottam Das is giving in his song? So the devotee purifies the whole atmosphere. I remember when we would do the Harinam in New York, in Manhattan, and Prabhupada was in Brooklyn, which, you know, it had to be like 10, 15 miles, at least 20 miles, I don't know how far. And but still, everything would be like, even though it was a dark evening, would be like bright. People would be just meditating on Prabhupada at the temple. Because it brings light to the heart. Otherwise, Bhavo Sharat, we need the medicine. This medicine, Bhavo Sharat Shotamano Brahmat, Kautama Shloka Gunana Vadat, Binapa Shugnat. What does it say? Binapa Shugnat. Huh? Paman Vedajeta. Those who cannot take to these demoniac persons, they're only interested. Every day, billions of animals are being killed and will be killed. Hani hani bhutani gachanti yamalayam shesha stavara. We want to live, we want to live, but they want to live. They're not going to live by killing things. That doesn't. No. No, they're creating more and more reactions. So Kali Yuga is at least sometimes, well, it's described definitely in the 12th canto that tatascha nidinam dharma satyam shochan kshama daya kalena balina rajan nakshatyara. Nangshant Yayor Balam Smriti. All things are being reduced, all these good things. What good thing is there? But they're being reduced. Anudinam, day by day, becoming Kali Yuga is increasing. Again, I'm thinking there's a verse in that Rupa Goswami has given in the Padjavali with Yasho Yasoda. This, I forgot the whole verse, but Oho Bir Nakalir Viduyate. Kali can only be counteracted by glorifying Krishna. Aho, aho, bir. Yashoda, shoda. Yeah. Can't remember the whole verse. But by sudha, sudhara, the torrent of nectar. And the sages in Naimasharanya, they were also saying, vayam tu navatrityamu tama shloka vart lilaya. Yachchinvatam rasa jnanam. When we get a taste of this rasa, this. So, Kaviraj Goswami, we're saying, so Madan Mohan, he's Cupid. So, Sambandha Gyan means we have to become attracted by Krishna, first thing. That's done by reading Bhagavatam, reading all the verses, chanting Hare Krishna more and more. We can give up this mada vibala. This vibala word is also used by, I think it was it Uddhava. That Uddhava said when he, was it Uddhava? Vidura said it, but he was speaking with Uddhava. Vibalam, he was overwhelmed when he heard that from Uddhava that Krishna mentioned him before leaving the planet. This word is, he fainted in ecstasy. Krishna was thinking of me. So everyone has this. Krishna can think of everyone at one time. There's no one is. No one should think. Prabhupada said, just like Padaduli Shidashom, but Chaitanya was praying to become a dust particle at Krishna's feet. So one shouldn't think, oh, well, there's no room for me in Krishna's feet. His feet are small. No, all the universes are there. And they're described also, Charanam Bojam. There's many verses about the lotus feet of Krishna. Just in that one section of, is it five? 3-5? You find like 12, 13 verses just about the lotus feet of Krishna. Samashita yat padapalavadyu. One takes shelter there, then vipadam na te sham, the vipadam, there's no bad things will happen. So our business is to get increasingly vivardamana. And how is it done? Sashadadana, shadda, sabde vishvaskohi. When one has the understanding, faith, enthusiasm, that by taking up bhakti, bhakti parashyano bhava virakti, he'll get all things. Everything will be there. What did Kunti, Rukmini is praying that by getting you, akilarta labham, everything is attained, of course. Krishna says that, and even in the 15th chapter, at the end of the 15th chapter in the Gita. How's that verse go? One knows me, everything, he knows everything. Maharaj remembers the verse, at the end of the 15th chapter. Huh? No, the first of you is probably thinking of Akhila Artala. But at the end of the 15th chapter, it says, one of the things of me, who knows me, what? Asam Janati Purushottamam Sasavavid Bhajati Mam Sarvabhavena Bharata. One who knows me, he knows everything. So we should try to get, as a dust particle, Mahaprabhu is showing the example, lotus feet of Krishna. Otherwise, we have to chase the Maya. Maya is there. Prabhupada said, just like the light switch. Of course, they have a dimmer. I don't know if they had. Prabhupada is giving the example. You put it on, off. Better example was Prabhupada talked about the fingernail. Like if you put a razor blade on your fingernail, you don't see it at all. But just move it one teeny scintilla, and it cutting your finger. So Maya is always ready. Japati Adare, that Jagannatha Pandit is saying, Maya is always there waiting. Japati Adare is right nearby. Oh. So give up this Maya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, Shikadiya Sabnadiya, Kriti Nechigor, Gorni Tire going, sing. So Krishna, he says, Vishvas, A Vishvas, Krishna Das, A Vishvas, just have faith, you're a servant of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda is giving us, empowering everybody in the whole material world. Just have faith. Yeah. All right, so any comments, questions?
I just nodded off. I nodded off in class.
Okay. So we didn't tuck you in, I'm sorry.
No, but I... You know, you were talking about the demons, and they were attracted to Mohini.
So yes.
How did that? Where was she before?
She just showed up. He's Krishna. He just appears, like from one chapter to the next. They're praying. They're fighting over this. You didn't miss anything because I missed it too. Everybody misses it because Krishna doesn't have to do anything. He can immediately appear in this beautiful form and bewilders the demons. After all, he's Krishna, he can do like that. Even when Krishna, when Lord Chaitanya did this dance play, and Gadadhar and Nityananda are there, Advaita and Haridas, they have different parts. And Prabhupada, the way he describes it on one lecture, he's saying, my Lord, we're seeing, sometimes you're dancing like Lakshmi, but then we see you are like a Rakshashi also. In other words, Rakshashi means can attract the mind, because only a Rakshashi wants to attract you, bewilder you like that. A chaste woman. And even Mother Sachi was watching the play, and she was asking devotees next to her, where's Nimai? She couldn't even recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even his own mother, because he was dancing in such an alluring way. He had also warned
Advaita and the Shivas, and said, anyone who cannot control their senses, they shouldn't come to my play today. So they were looking at the ground, feeling embarrassed, thinking, oh no, if he appears as Mohini, because Advaita Acharya is also Lord Shiva, and he knows, because he wanted to see Mohini after that. He heard about Mohini. So he was with his own wife, but then all of a sudden Mohini appeared, and he went running straight after Mohini. So if he wants to appear, he can appear more alluring. So he charms the sages. That verse is there by Kapila. Mayarachitam makaradvajasya. For this muni kate, for the sages, for the all the sake of all the munis, he charms Maya. Otherwise, he has such beautiful, it's described there, his beautiful smile in the Kapila, I think it's chapter 28, 328. How you should meditate on Krishna from the feet up to the face and his smiling. And Uttanga Raktola San Makara. All the things on his feet, the lotus and the elephant gold, the things that are on his feet are described. Jyotsnabirahata Mahad. Jyotsnabir means the effulgence, described here also but he has the effulgence on his toenails. He's so attractive that it's mind-boggling. And then his eyebrows. Otherwise, the women's eyebrows are very beautiful also. There's so many things about that. And they're just like arrows. The eyebrows are like the bow, and they shoot arrows. Therefore, we worship Krishna, especially with Gayatri Mantra. And anytime anybody can worship Krishna by hearing Samay Madana Mohana. My nose is attracted by the smell of Krishna. Madhu Jid, the smell of the aguru and the camphor. And my eyes, Nayana. He says, Samay Madana Mohana Saki Tanoti Netra Spriham. My eyes are so attracted by Krishna. And so, otherwise, so we have our Sambandha mantra, Jayatam Surato Pango Mandamanabati. How does that go? Matsarvasva Padambu Rao Radha Madan Mohan. We have to become attracted to Madan Mohan. Smaran Bangi Triparichitam Sachi Vishtin Adishtam. If you want to stay with your family in the material world, that's okay, Rupa Goswami said. Don't go to the Jamuna in the evening, because and see Krishna's there playing his flute, Chandra Kena by the moonlight. What's the last line? Ma prekshastas. Don't glance on Krishna. He's like child psychology when you tell a kid, don't eat these vegetables if you want the kid to eat the vegetables. Sometimes it works. Don't eat those, then they might eat them. So, what is it? Ma prekshastam tavayadi bangi bangu bangi ste tavayadi bandhu sarvas diranga. If you want to stay in your family life, then don't look at Krishna. That's all. This is not for you. You could tell that to people in book distribution. If you want to stay in the world, don't read this book. They'll probably say, okay, I'm in the world. What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. Mahendra Mani Mandali Madhava Dambi Deha Dutir Vajendra Kula Chandra Maspurti. Is that what you were quoting? Anyway, so there's thousands of slokas to become attracted to. If we don't want to become attracted to Maya, so we can. Hare Krishna mantra is also all attractive. Kiba mantra Dilo Goshai Kiba Tarabal Japite Japite mantra Hoite Pagal. I become mad. When Chaitanya was talking with Prakashananda, they were challenging him. Well, you don't read the Vedanta Sutras. No, Vedanta. Nahi Adhikar. I don't have this Adhikar. Let me tell you. No, but you're a famous pundit. What are you talking about? So, well, my guru said, Guru Mora Morka Deki, Koryo Shashani, chastised me. You're not qualified to read it. Of course, we never read about that, but he told it to them. We never read that Lord Chaitanya's guru. No, Lord Chaitanya's guru was praising Lord Chaitanya. Who do we take
as his guru, Ishvara Puri. He's right here. So Ishvara Puri is, so he told Prakashananda, he said, no, my guru told me I'm not qualified. But then after he told me just to chant. And he gave me some verses, like, what is the verse? Iti sodar shakam nam nam kalakalmasa nasanam natak paratropaya sarvedesh. The essence of all the Vedas is these 16 syllables. 32 syllables, but 16. Yeah. 16. Sodar shakam nam nam kalakalmasa. And that's enough to extinguish the influence of Kali Yuga. Kalyananam kali malamatanam pavanam pavananam patyam nan mamoksha sabadi para para prochamanam vishamastanam ekam kalivaravachasam jivanam sajjananam. Nice verse that it's anonymous, but it's in the Pajavali. That in the age of Kali Yuga, this Maha Mantra is given to us. And all the different, some of the things that it does are mentioned. Kali is very auspicious. Kalyanam nidanam, kalimalamatanam. Kalimalamatanam destroys the pernicious effects of Kali Yuga. Totally counteracts. Mantra Shodi. It is the Osho. Nhyo Shodi Maya Nashi Baralagi. That Bhaktivinoda is giving in his song. Lord Chaitanya has brought this medicine. Nhyo Shodi Maya Nashi Bara. Destroys this. This Mada Bibala, Kanchi Kalapa, Dukula, Chana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Chana Kalo Yadabhavastriya Gota Sattvam. And he's covered. Krishna is covered incarnation, Chana Kalo Yadabha, in this age of Kali, because it is said that Krishna is Tri Yuga, he only appears in three Yuga, doesn't appear in Kali Yuga. But he does as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Gopinath Acharya was speaking with Sarvabhauma, Sarvabhauma wasn't convinced. This sannyasi, Chaitanya, he is very, very advanced, obviously, but how can you say he's Krishna? He said, well, you're a big pundit, Sarvabhauma, you're the biggest pundit. Don't you read Mahabharata? And he quoted verses Mahabharata and Bhagavatam. And he quoted that. Yugan Vrittam. What is it? He quoted that. No, but the one that Chana Kalo, the beginning of Chana Kalo. Itam Nitiri Garshi David Shavatara, Krishna appears in all kinds of species to counteract the Adharma. But in Kali Yuga, when he quoted so many verses, Sarvabhauma was very knowledgeable. He said, oh, wow. But then when that was something. But then when he did, somehow or other, he was 7 days, he tried to instruct Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was speaking like crazy all day and night. And Mahaprabhu wouldn't say one thing. Nothing. So finally, Sarvabhauma said, well, I speak in 7 days? Well, yeah, I heard you explaining it, but you're kind of covering it. He said, well, you give your explanation. No, first you tell me about this something. Then he spoke again, Sarvabhauma, then Mahaprabhu spoke. And then he appeared. How did he appear? Is it six arm? Or he showed him Radha Krishna. I don't remember. And Sarvabhauma was like, oh, bow. Fainted. So don't try that at home. Don't try to show your six arm form, Radha Krishna, or anything like that. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to ask about the part in this chapter where it might have been your verse, I came in late, but when Lord Brahma's running and he's told to give up his body.
This is it.
Okay, yeah.
He goes, the last verse said, the Lord, who could distinctly see the minds of others, perceived Brahma's distress and said to him, cast off this impure body of yours. Thus commanded by the Lord Brahma, cast. Then immediately the body given at Brahma turned into the evening twilight. That's all.
So it's then he gave up his subtle body.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Well, he's already given up. Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, he's giving it up now.
So my question is, is that kind of what happens to us?
Vimuncha. It says, Vimuncha atma tanum goram. Goram, impure. Actually, Gorham can mean horrible.
Right. Like, so the subtle body is that. So my question is kind of like, is that what happens to us as we become purified, that we're giving up, you know, our subtle, yeah, you know, anger and...
Natoma samam sakshat bhakti yoga mein hok sajai. Lokasya janato vidbang chakre satta sangtum.
Okay, Stitter is going to have the final word. Okay, you're a little slow here. She's limping. Grate the mic from her. She can't.
Jamil?
All right, I don't know if he's talking to humanity at large. He's not looking over here. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.